أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم إنا نسأل إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتزل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والغادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فهملناه وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. Today is 2nd of October 2009. We are having session number 28 of commentary on Du'a Nutbah. And today is almost 1 year past that we have started our Du'a Nutbah. So I remember it was last year, 1st of October, I guess, that we started the first Du'a Nutbah session. And alhamdulillah that we have been able, and Allah has given us the tawfiq that we still continue. And inshallah for years to come, we are able to get to be together and continue. If not together, we do it wherever we are. The other thing is, once more I refer ourselves to the last part of this dua that I usually do in dua note. Allahumma ma'arriftana arraftana min al-haqq fa'amillahu. And probably even last year, when we at the beginning of our classes, when I was reading this and I was doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever we are learning, He gives us the bearance and tolerance for it. We may have probably less understanding as to why we need that strength. And I myself also today have more understanding of why we need that strength to be given to us. And especially some of these ma'arif that we are learning, some of the things, topics that we discuss, we do feel that sometimes, you know, I don't know what it says in English, but when you have seen when a car wants to start quickly, when push the accelerator very quickly, the wheels turns around themselves. Instead of going any forward, they just go around themselves, and it takes some time until they can accelerate on the road. So sometimes some of these concepts make us just like that wheel to turn around ourselves, and takes us a few sessions or probably weeks to make an understanding of what we say. I want to continue on last week's issue of the zarurat of knowing Imam. And then I said that it's important that we as a Shia to believe in Imam alayhi salam, to believe in his reappearance is part of wajib of our faith. To believe in Imam himself that he's being qayyib is part of our belief. And further we discuss and start with this hadith that we have read it before, I'm sure, even in this dua note we have read it, that was من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة جاهلية. But it's important to understand why I do re-emphasize time and again, that is because we tend to lose the importance of it. That this is not here in this hadith, it does not say ومن مات ولم يعلم إمام زمانه. This issue of ya'lam and ya'rif, we have discussed about it. What is ilm, what is irfan and shinaqt in Farsi? And if this was about knowing Imam the way that we think that we know, I'm sure you all agree with me that Muawiyah and Yazid knew Imam more than us today. What they knew about Imam, it was more than what we know today. So can we say that they knew Imam and they did not have the death of Jahiliyyah? Or let's put it this way, what they didn't know about Imam, we don't know too. what they knew about Imam was more than what we know about Imam. You agree? What they knew about Imam, all of those people whom we consider worse than even Kuffar, those people who killed Imams, Shemr and the people and Ibn Sa'd and all those in Karbala, they knew, what they knew about Imam definitely was more than us. What they didn't know about Imam, we also don't know about Imam. That's the part that is the issue of topic. And knowing about Imam or knowing in terms of when the word ya'ref is used is similar to say when a child comes and see electricity somewhere, let's say a naked wire of the electricity. You tell him this is electricity. Okay, he knows. He says yes. He's 4 years old, 5 years old. That much he understand. That's about ya'lam. But when you are not there, he wants to go and try it. He puts it into his hand, and he catches the electricity, and he might die. That's Irfan. He does not know that much about electricity. It's very similar to about our knowledge to Imam. Okay, we know Imam, yes, he was 12th Imam, and in a sequential way, we know where he stands in terms of his relationship to other A'immas and to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that very knowledge that we need to know about Imam, unfortunately, we don't have that knowledge. And remember, a lot these two should not be confused. There are a lot of people who love Imam, but they don't know Imam. It is not that anyone who just loves Imam and the moment the name of Imam is mentioned and the name of Imam brings some feeling into his heart that he cries about Imam. But can we say that means that he knows Imam? No, it is not. This is a different thing. So what we need to do and what we need to learn is knowing Imam, and I think we have discussed in many sessions for different reasons that knowledge of Imam is knowledge of his relationship in the whole creation. That is the knowledge of Imam. That is what the other people did not know and killed Imams, all the Imams. And that is what, if we do not know, God forbid, if the same sin is repeated and Imam Zaman alayhi salam is coming, we may do the same thing. Let's not get tricked by our nafs that with this feeling that we have, if Imam comes, we are definitely going to go towards Imam. The history has repeatedly showed during the 11 of the Imams that has not been the case. Only those who can do that who have got certain understanding and knowledge about Imam. But I am not saying, remember, I am not saying everyone who was towards Imam's side has all the intellectual and knowledge and those ma'arif that we are talking about Imam in that detailed way. Let me read a hadith that is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, خرج الحسين بن علي عليه السلام على أصحابه فقال أيها الناس. This is, I have read this hadith, but today I read it for a different reason. Different reason means to show what are the points in this hadith that we do not really contemplate on. And if we do contemplate on, and if the ears of our nafs is open when we, because reading and hearing is one thing, but if it penetrates the existential being of us, that must make a difference. It must make a big difference in the way we live, in the way we think about ibadat, in the way we think about worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خرج الحسين بن علي عليه السلام على أصحابه فقال أيها الناس إن الله جل ذكره ما خلق العباد إلا ليعرفوه. You remember now when I read it? O people, Imam Hussein alayhi salam goes to his companions and says, Ayyuhannas, O the people, Inna Allah jalla zikruhu. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be high his name. Ma khalaq al-ibada illa liya'rifuhu. Did not create the people except to know him. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. When they know him, they will worship him. فَإِذَا عَبَدُوهُ اِسْتَغْنَوْ بِعِبَادَتِهِ اَنْ عِبَادَتِ مَا سَوَى. When they know him, they worship him. When they worship him, they become needless of worshipping any other things. فَقَالَ لَهُ الرَّجُلُ يَبْنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. A man stand up or raise his hand or whatever it is, said, O Yabna Rasulullah, O the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, وَأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَمَا مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ. What is ma'rifat Allah? That's the big question we always have. This is, there are a lot of talks about ma'rifat Allah. I tell you, you must have heard it from, this is, I mean, we are not the only people who talk about this. And even the whole crowd that I have known myself in my life, I'm sure you can try, you can refer to yourself. If you have not tried it, do try it yourself. All those people, everyone, there is no one who denies this, that it's about ma'rifatullah. But the thing is, what is ma'rifatullah? That's the question. And you will see, if you ask them, you will see the difference comes from there. What is ma'rifatullah? قال معرفة أهل كل زمان إمامهم الذي يجب عليهم طاعته. Imam says the answer to that question, what is knowing of Allah? Because Imam Hussein reads for them what he reads. He says the juice of it is the worshipping of Allah is knowing of Allah. And that person asks, what is knowing of Allah? Imam says, knowing everyone's, the knowledge of Allah is the knowledge of everyone to his Imam, whose obedience is wajib on him. So I don't think I need to talk any more about this. Just close it and we go home and honestly, let's sit and talk. Think about this. Ma'rifatullah is knowing Imam and listening to him. This is a great thing. I am not able to talk justice about this issue. It's more than my knowledge. It's more than my understanding. But even from the literal meaning of it, it tells me I have no way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless I know Imam. And we have got many ahadith in that. So, that Imamuhum, knowing the Imam, that الذي يجب عليهم طاعته, that Imam which is wajib on him, his ta'at, his obedience, that Imam is to know about him is what I refer you only to, that things that we have many times have said. Knowing about Imam and knowing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes back to knowing about his creation, to knowing about all the things that we have so far tried to discuss. Some of those issues is most and foremost important thing. Knowing about Imam is first knowing about insan. There is no way to know about Imam unless we know about insan. And insan, of course, we are still talking about this here and there. Whenever the opportunity comes, we talk about insan. And as I said, inshallah, we might be able to go on this dua notbez Friday mornings to conduct this and reach to the issue of insan kamil, perfect human. From this hadith that I read, 4 or 5 points very clearly is there. One is, the foundation of creation is based on ma'rifat and knowledge. Very clearly Imam says, مَا خَلَقَ الْعِبَادُ إِلَّا لِيَعْرَفُوهُ. So the foundation of worshipping and foundation of creation is knowledge and understanding. The second point from this hadith you can derive is the first ma'rifat is ma'rifatullah. So it's ma'rifat, but what ma'rifat? It doesn't say is ma'rifat of skies and earth. Is ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third point in this hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worshipped only by ma'rifat. So worshipping alone does not have as such any connotation. There is not worshipping. Forget about all those things that we have taken in the last